Thank you, Chair, for the floor. We also thank Deputy Secretary General Moreno for setting the scene for our discussions this week through his insightful opening remarks. Chair, we continue to see value in the work of this commission, both as relates to the review of the reports of the pertinent meetings and in respect of the policy dialogue we will have this session on harnessing blockchain for sustainable development and on investment facilitation. Broadly speaking, as we consider how trade is rapidly evolving, including as relates to the increasingly pervasive use of technology in trade, we welcome efforts to deepen our search for policy solutions relating to investment, enterprise, and development in the context of this commission. On investment facilitation, we welcome the opportunity to engage in exchanges on this topic without the pressure of negotiations relating to rulemaking. That said, we do recognize the value of rules related to investment, and we acknowledge that investment-related commitments in FTA practice, and even in the plurilateral context of the WTO, provide useful insights on how to improve our own investment environment. Given the concerted efforts underway in Trinidad and Tobago, including as relates to the single electronic window, among other digital solutions for improving the ease of doing business, we look forward to fruitful policy discussions this session. In the context of pertinent efforts underway through our Ministry of Trade and Industry, our Ministry of Digital Transformation, and our Ministry of Finance, we look forward to the review on best practices as they relate to digital business and investment facilitation, including how they can provide a springboard for increasingly effective e-government. Chair, we commend the Secretary General and the Secretariat for their useful and important work on investment, including with respect to the successful World Investment Forum in October of last year, in which Trinidad and Tobago was pleased to participate, as well as with respect to the important research and analysis undergirding the Global Investment Trends Monitor and the World Investment Report. Even as we acknowledge the hard truths and elements of concern outlined in the report, including as relates to falling global FDI and the yawning gap of $4 trillion as relates to investment in the SDGs, we also highlight the value and the importance of this report as a key advocacy tool for developing countries, especially as relates to renewable and energy investments. In looking ahead to the release of the next report in the coming months, we encourage UNCTAD to continue to shine the spotlight on the particular challenges of developing countries as we seek to navigate the energy transition, to strengthen our agri-food systems, and to build out sustainable infrastructure within the wider framework of the pursuit of the SDGs. In this connection, we welcome and commend the work being done by UNCTAD and our dialogue and we also commend the dialogue that we had last week on critical energy transition minerals. We also look forward to the discussions this session on blockchain technologies, Chair. If developing countries are to effectively leverage these technologies, it would be critical to further deepen our efforts to demystify such technologies and to clarify their potential benefits. It would also be important to clearly identify barriers and challenges to uptake among developing countries, outline viable approaches to building capacity, and explore possibilities relating to international cooperation in this area. The discussion this session is an important step forward in this regard. Finally, Chair, Trinidad and Tobago aligns with the GRULAC, the SIDS Group, and the G77 and China statements. I thank you, Chair.